Support comes from St. Louis Public Library Foundation, helping the library serve children and their families with programs and services needed to become lifelong readers. More information about the foundation is at slpl.org.
Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Don Marsh. Coal ash in Missouri is a byproduct of power plant coal combustion. This residue is laced with toxic chemicals, creating challenges as to where to safely store it without threatening the environment. Those challenges abound in Missouri, and our science reporter Eli Chen has been on the coal ash story and has just returned from a hearing on the subject in Jefferson City. She joins me in studio. Eli, what was this hearing all about?
Yeah, so this hearing was about these proposed regulations from the Missouri Department of Natural Resources on how to regulate coal ash waste. And over the years, utility companies have dumped this waste in ponds and landfills. And by years, I mean, 40, 50 years, some of these ponds have existed. But the ponds themselves have never been regulated by the state.
The EPA apparently does not think very highly of what Missouri has done so far or not done.
Yeah, so they sent a letter to the Missouri Department of Natural Resources this month. It's not clear when. When I was at the hearing yesterday, I asked an official when this letter was sent, and there's no cover letter or anything to indicate when the EPA sent this letter, but it noted several ways in which the Missouri plan is not at least as protective as the federal rule.
Is there any indication yet as to what exactly is in this series of proposals, new regulations from the Missouri DNR?
Yeah, so the Missouri plan lists several things that utilities would be required to check groundwater for contamination about 2 times a year. The environmentalists don't really like that because they don't think that's enough. They think that groundwater nearby needs to be checked seasonally for toxins like mercury and lead and arsenic that are in coal ash waste. And also, environmentalists also want to see changes in how the utilities check for levels of toxins. And that gets a little complicated, but essentially, there's been a lot said about how strong these regulations are.
Mm-hmm. Do the proposed regulations for Missouri meet the standard of the EPA?
Well, that's to be seen, although I think this letter indicates that the EPA thinks that the Missouri regulations could be stronger.
The EPA then is reacting to the proposed new regulations.
Yeah, they were posted at the beginning of February online for everyone to see, and the public comment period ends towards the end of this month, next Thursday on the 28th.
The people who live in that area, the area of Labadie, where one of the largest ponds is, are pretty concerned.
Yeah, they are pretty concerned. The people who live around the Labadie Energy Center, which is Ameren Missouri's largest power plant, they've been worried for quite some time. My predecessor, Veronique LaCabra, had done a really good job of covering what's been referred to as the landfill fight when Ameren Missouri wanted to build a coal ash landfill on site. And so this same group of people, they want Ameren Missouri to clean up the waste in two of the ponds over at the Labadie Energy Center. Ameren Missouri announced last year that they were going to close all 15 of its ash ponds, not just in Labadie, but also at its Sioux plant in West Alton, Rush Island plant in Festus, and the Merrimack Energy Center in South St. Louis County by 2023. But they're going to cap all that waste in place. Mm-hmm. And I didn't see anyone from the latter three plants that I just mentioned. Most of the residents who came to the public hearing on Thursday afternoon were from around Labadie, including Ella Alt, who is a 12-year-old who lives a couple miles from the plant.
I came here this afternoon with my mom to share with you the 346 signatures our community collected over the last 3 weeks in preparation for this hearing. Everyone we know says that the ash ponds should be dug up and put in the landfill and the water cleaned up. We all drink well water, and many of us are scared that the pollution they have found will end up hurting us and our neighbors.
They've been fighting this battle for quite a while.
Well, they've been fighting, I guess, several different battles. against Ameren, Missouri for quite some time, not just on coal ash waste, but also about air quality, too.
What kind of a danger does this this coal ash represent to residents, potentially?
Several things. The main thing being that Ella is one of several residents that live near the power plant that depend on well water. And that means, a lot of them are, they live too remote to access Franklin County's drinking water supply. So that's what they depend on. And there is the concern potentially that some of these chemicals could interact with the groundwater, but that's been debated between residents, environmentalists, and the utility companies.
What are some of the chemicals in this waste?
Like I mentioned earlier, some of those chemicals include arsenic, lead, lithium, mercury. There's a whole list of them. There was a report released recently by the Washington University Interdisciplinary Environmental Law Clinic, and they noted that some of these ponds have been leaked to exceedances in arsenic, for example. At the Rush Island Energy Center, which belongs to Ameren, Missouri, there was groundwater that showed 25 times the federal limit for arsenic, which is a chemical that can cause damage to multiple body parts.
Right. Well, the Labadee Pond is in a floodplain, and there's some concern that in a flood, this could be just exacerbate the problem.
Yeah, that there is that concern among many residents, and that's why they've been petitioning the Missouri Department of Natural Resources to compel Ameren to dig up all that waste.
What's Ameren saying?
Ameren says that they've done all they can to check for groundwater contamination, that they will continue to do so, and they basically have said over and over again that they are complying with federal and state regulations.
Uh-huh. There were people at the meeting who were defending Ameren. What kinds of arguments were they making at this meeting?
So you're referring to Trey Davis, who is the president of the Missouri Energy Development Association, and that's a group that represents utility company interests in Missouri. And basically, he also saw the comments from the EPA this month criticizing the Missouri DNR's plan for regulating coal ash ponds and landfills, and this is what he said.
They do not acknowledge that Congress did not require state rules to be identical to the federal program, nor did Congress say that each line in the rules must match federal requirements.
So what kind of a timetable is there in connection with all of this, Eli?
Yeah, so as I said, the public comments will be taken until March 28th, so anyone who has anything to say about these coal ash landfills and ponds should say something before then. The Missouri DNR expects that these rules could be effective by the end of September. However, there's potentially change happening on the federal level, so they do expect that some amendments could be made after.
Do the Missouri regulations have to be approved by the EPA, or can we just implement them and move on?
They have to be approved by the EPA.
There's a certain irony here because, as I understand it, this coal ash can be put to some practical, perhaps even profitable use. Isn't that correct?
Coal ash can be recycled and used in building materials like concrete. And I believe that coal ash recycling was used as an argument to make it so that it's not classified as hazardous waste on the federal level. I believe it was the American Coal Association that had argued that labeling it as hazardous waste would make it harder to recycle coal ash.
And isn't Ameren looking ahead to close the, 36 coal ponds in the state of Missouri, close them all down in a certain number of years?
Yeah, that's right. And there's a number of utilities in Missouri that have active coal ash ponds, meaning they're actively still putting waste into them. But it's of varying timelines. Like I said earlier, Ameren, Missouri plans to close all 15 of theirs by 2023. Some of them have already been closed, and others, it could take maybe 20 more years to close.
Well, it's a story we'll be hearing a lot about for the next several months at the very least.
Yeah, definitely.
Thanks to Eli Chen for taking us behind the headlines. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU.
The Gateway brings you the day's news each weekday from around the St. Louis region and the state capitals in Jefferson City.
Our schools are accredited. We don't need this bill.
And Springfield.
How many more years must pass before lawmakers see time is of the essence?
I'm Abby Larico. Join me each weekday for The Gateway on the STLPR app or wherever you get podcasts.